Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Sup?
Hey. Apparently, we still have that intro thing.
Yes, we do. Double check if our mics are working for everybody. Let us know in the live chat. We are here January 2025, first month of the new year. Our Rambler recap.
Yep. We're actually doing... Still doing it.
Levy says, yep, we're working. Thank you, Levy. So we've got our mics working. Sup, everybody? How's everybody's New Year starting off? Get some, like, any New Year's goals for people of reading, writing at all? What you got going on? Because for us, Rich, we kind of talked about this end of December. We're going to recap what we read this month, do our normal stuff. But now that the month is over, going forward, reading goals. Any clarification of what you want to get done this year for the channel?
Sure.
For books.
My low bar reading goal is a book a week.
So, yeah.
You know, roughly four books a month. That's what I hope. I hope I can exceed that goal. That's like the bare minimum we have to do.
Yes.
Really. As booktubers in general, kind of have to do at least that amount.
Agreed. My goal is 52. I talked about my punishment last time, if anybody was tuned in for that. But I was talking to Kendall, both Patreon member. Kendall, if you're here. I was talking to her because she read 405 books last year. Legitimately, too. There's some people that say that and they just go five times audio speed.
Yeah.
No, Kendall actually reads the books. And so I was asking her for advice, and her advice was less YouTube.
That is true.
She knows.
I can knock back roughly three books a week if I just don't watch YouTube.
You guys are part of the problem. You all right now should be reading, but well, unless we're background noise, and that's okay. But Rich,
howdy, Martin.
Hey, what's up, Martin? David saying New Year's pretty good. I'm planning on only reading standalones or sequels so I can finish up all the series I've started before starting any new ones. That's a good point.
Yep,
that's a great point.
However, to that point, I've talked with some of our patron members and also our admin Coop,
just commented, said to stop reading 1984 to be here.
So I have an agreement with him on a couple books. He's deciding one of my books. I can't even remember which one he picked at this point. But I'm going to at least try Warhammer 40K this year. I need to continue on with Mlazin. There's something else that I think he's picking for me to read. So I don't know when we're going to get that one started.
David just commented, happy February, homies. You guys should watch Severance. And he paid us $2 to tell us to watch Severance. So I guess we're obligated.
For $2, yeah, I guess so.
Our time is that valuable. So thanks, David.
Thank
you, man. I've actually been hearing fantastic things.
What's it about?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I've been hearing it's the talk of the town of Severance is really good.
I've been seeing Warhammer stuff all around. Like just a couple days ago, there's a trailer dropped for the new Warhammer 40K show.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
It's animated and it looks sick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oof.
Hey, Star Nicholas. He says, hi, Austin and Richard. 52 books is also old Martin's is Martin's goal as well. Great. And Summer says, hey, Summer, the new year started great. January, best reading month in a long time. I love to hear that.
Awesome.
That's great. I guess we should get into a little bit of what we read last month, then tell people channel updates, what we're going to read next month, et cetera, et cetera. What did we read?
We both read.
And overall thoughts. You know, overall thoughts. Little star rating or something.
Sure. Wind and Truth.
We both read Wind and Truth.
We finished that up. Low. Did not think very highly.
The review did really well.
Yep. I thought that was going to be a controversial video. I think almost the opposite. Like, we were with the majority. Which is strange.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Not a fan.
It's so strange that
I wanted to be the edgy edgelord that was like, oh, I don't like the super popular book. And then everyone was basically like, yeah, no, it's not that good.
The not fun part about it is us saying bad things about the book seems to be the majority, at least in our echo chamber here and BookTube stuff. So that now the people that like the book are the edgy ones. And I'm like, damn, I want to be them.
Exactly.
I want to like the book.
I know.
Because these stupid YouTubers are bashing on, my favorite book. Or these people, I see some of our comments that are going, hey, I actually really like this. And they're the minority. And I'm like, you know what? Fight your fight.
Yeah.
Fight your wrong fight. So we did Wind and Truth.
Then we did Queen Amid Ashes and yes. Demon in White.
Review coming.
We already recorded Queen Amid Ashes, and then we were going to record Demon in White that same night. And we just got to yapping and didn't have enough time.
Too long for videos.
Yeah.
We are recording it literally Monday.
Yep.
So Demon in White. And we will be having Rockio on the channel next week. So here's a little inside announcement for anybody here. We'll have Rockio on, and that interview will come up the 23rd of February. We know exactly when it will come up because we planned it with him. So that looking forward to that a ton.
That's going to be such a great time. Also, we've been doing just a string of interviews of like, hey, I didn't particularly love your book. Let's interview you. Or at least one of us didn't like it.
Yes.
Now we're going to be reading. We're going to be doing an interview right off the back of just like, yeah, five star book. Book two is amazing. Got it. So it's going to be far more of a gush session than a critique. But I think we're going to have fun with it.
Oh, we'll definitely have fun. Cosby Reviews is asking, I know you have, Rich, so that's why I'm pulling this up. Cosby Reviews says, hey, guys, have you seen Arcane? If not, would highly recommend. You have.
I have seen season two. I watched the first three. I watched the first three episodes of season. I've seen season one, seen the first three episodes of season two. I liked it. But it seems to be a problem right now is actually just finishing series. I'm having trouble just doing that. I don't know. It doesn't hold my. Even good TV shows like Arcane are not holding my attention. I just kind of go back to reading books. So it's hard to justify.
It wasn't bad. You liked it.
No, yeah, it's good.
It's just, oh, I need to read.
Also, the songs are awesome. Like, I still listen to the song Sucker from Arcane Season 2. It's great. But
is that Imagine Dragons? I know they did some of the songs there.
They did Enemy. I don't think they did the other one.
Okay, so back to what else did we read? We read Demon of White, Queen of Mid Ashes, Wind and Truth this month. We also read for our book club book.
Yep, Blood Over Bright Haven
by Emma Wong.
The book club for that is going to be right after this live on our Patreon exclusive Discord. That's where we have our book clubs. So
we will be having that in 50 minutes from now, and then we'll post we'll record it sometime next week or so, and that review will be up a couple weeks from now. But we'll be talking with the patrons soon about it. Yep. But, so we'll hold back on thoughts until we discuss with them. They get the
they deserve our first take.
Exactly. Yes. And that's what you read. And that's what we both read this month. And the only extra read this month was you kept your track of you read four books, so one a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I just did one additional because we were planning a video. Acomath, A Court of Mist and Fury. And of course, I had to read it first so I could spoil you and we could have a video like we did with ACOTAR.
And I'm excited for that.
We haven't recorded it yet. We've got some grand plans in store. not PG plans, but they're plans.
Yeah. I will say I find it fun that we put the most amount of effort into videos of which we don't like.
It makes it more fun for us.
For a video that we generally would not like to do. Like that we just have to find a way to make it fun for us. And that's because if we just did a regular review of the book, we would not be having a good time.
But this makes it fun.
This will make it a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah. thank you, Noel, for saying that. Yet having Abercrombie on just the other month was so cool. And Fonda Lee, too, right after Joe Abercrombie. So cool. And Orcish has been trying to get us to read Wall of Storms. Orcish, we have so many series to read. It's so hard.
Ugh. We just need to read more. We just need to be able to consume like 12 books a month and we'll get through them all.
Yes. That's why I want to up it because there's so much to finish. But yes, that was our reading. We did those four plus Acomath. What about for next month for TBR? And of course, hey, everybody throw out some suggestions, which we will probably not take 99% of them, but throw out those suggestions. What do we want to read next month?
One of the books we're reading is a classic. You want to tell them?
So two books we're definitely reading. Actually, I have three we're definitely reading next month.
Sure.
One, we're reading Pride and Prejudice because the Patreon, we're doing a book club on there. We do like side book clubs and stuff. Actually, Q and I had this idea to start doing classics. And so we're going to do at least four this next year. Hopefully more. So Pride and Prejudice, we're going to be reading that. Secondly, we're finishing Discovery by J.A.J. Mitten, which is Talking Stories book. I'm not going to get too into it because we're not finished yet, but it's a fucking masterpiece.
Okay.
It's so good. It's so good.
We can just talk like briefly on your experience reading like the prologue. Because here's the thing. Okay, so if it's not... To explain, Talking Story, they're friends of ours on YouTube, and great, they're like, hey, look, check out our book. Read us, tell us what you think. We've read friends' books, and we have to give honest opinions to them. And I was thinking to myself, like, God, please, for the love of God, be good, because I'm not going to enjoy.
You guys don't understand. Like, you know how many books we beta read for friends that we can't talk about on the channel because it's... Like, they send to us, we beta read them, and it does nothing. We just talk and give our friends feedback.
But we're not going to lie to them.
No.
And I was just really hoping, like, oh, please let it be good. And I read the prologue, and I had to call them up. It was like, oh my fucking God. How?
Yeah.
How'd you get this good? It's...
Lance, it's not out yet. Discovery's not out yet. Just answer that comment coming up. It's an advanced reading copy that we're giving feedback to. So this is, we will talk about it after we finish, but you are exactly right. The prologue.
I'm so excited for the review of our actual review discussion about it, because there's going to be so much to talk about, in the sense of, mainly it's the structure of the story captured me, and it's just a very unique thing that I have not seen in the space. So I'm excited to talk about it. We're going to have a good time.
Just to tease you how much we're enjoying it right now. But yes, Udi, I will check that out. And Logan, hello. You made the live. Awesome.
Hey, Udi.
Elijah asked, do you think you'll try a Stephen King book this year?
Yes.
I'd be bold enough to say one of those 52 can be one.
Sure. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
I kind of want to start Dark Tower. But then again, we have so many other big
series. I can't start
We
got to
finish
these. There's other series.
That is, yeah.
I will do he has plenty of standalones.
Fair enough.
He can get a standalone in. 11-22-63 is the one Andrew and a lot of others really love.
Yeah.
So probably
it
that.
It almost won book club, like twice.
It's gotten close. A lot of people. Stephen King's a weird one in fantasy booktube, where I feel like people have either read all of his books or none of them. Nobody's went, hey, I read a Stephen King book.
I guess so. Yeah, kind of.
You go in there, you don't. So what else? So those were only two books so far. Pride and Prejudice, Discovery, and third we will definitely be reading is Kingdoms of Death.
Yep.
We will be continuing to Uneater. Hopefully.
Maybe we get to the fifth book as well.
I want to.
Because we've heard repeatedly that it's probably best to read Kingdoms of Death and
I thought it was books 4 and 5 together.
That the next one is book Kingdom of Death is that book is four.
Oh, so yeah, you're right.
So I've heard it's best to read the fifth book back to back. It's not essential, but I've heard it.
Right. Talking Story saying, do different season, great start place for King. Different season as a book. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Neat. It looks like people in the chat are also saying 11-22-63. They really like it. Jobs is saying that's top 5 of last year. Loved it so much. Okay. Okay. We hear you are. Hey, Scott. Hold on. And Kingdoms of Death is insane. We've heard amazing things.
You know what's the best part about Sun Eater? Just as a series in the cultural zeitgeist, is plenty of other really good series. Most people are kind of in line of like, oh yeah, this is the best book.
Oh yeah.
Or like there's alternatives, but there's always has one that's like clearly the worst.
Universal, like that's the best. That's the worst.
Sun Eater is one of those series where I've just heard across the board of people, like their favorite book is one of the many, like basically everything after like book 2 and on, people have their own favorites, and basically almost universal of consistently awesome quality. Like maybe one is less of a favorite, but I love that. I love that it's actually just on an upward trajectory rather than it peaks here and then peters out.
Honestly, the only universal thing about the fandom is that Empire of Silence is the worst.
Yeah.
That's it. Basically. Then book 2 and onwards, nobody can agree on which one's the best.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes.
Oh, God. So much hope.
Stu, who hates Red Rising? What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Who is telling you these lies? That's propaganda. Red Rising's the GOAT.
Even I love Red Rising. I'm so excited for the next book.
Yes.
Yeah.
My most anticipated books right now are book 7 of Sun Eater, Red God, book 7 of... book 8 of Red Rising. Yeah. No, book 7. Yes, that's 7.
Oh.
And Dungeon Crawler Carl book 7, which is already out.
That's another book reading in February.
Because the audiobook
comes
out.
No, we're going to be reading it. I think I have to read that as soon as it comes out. That's one of the things I want to.
When's it release?
February, man.
Oh,
this month.
Okay, so that's going on our TBR as well. So we've got, that's already 4 books on our TBR. We can't promise more than that. But we'll do more.
I'll squeeze in Dungeon Crawler
Discworld and a Dungeon Crawler. I don't know.
Though that one, apparently it's going to be a long one.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Morg, thank you for the donation. You said that I read my first Stephen King this packed October. It was fine, was really effing wild, and I felt awkward during certain parts. I recommend reading it, but be ready for weird. Join the Patreon as promised. Thank you for joining the Patreon too. So It, I've heard, has some very uncomfortable scenes. Like extremely.
I've heard, yes.
And and Mr. Big Morg, he qualifies that in saying like it's, so he's saying ready for weird. What do you think that means? He says awkward during certain parts and weird.
I know this, at least one particular scene that he's talking about, and yeah, like it's probably would not be able to be released today.
Okay,
is my general guess, but
I haven't seen the movie though. That came out.
I'm pretty recently. Sure the movie cuts that particular thing out.
Okay, does it? Whatever the thing is that we're all talking about.
I'm pretty sure.
CV says, fun fact: Pierce Brown said during his latest interview that Red God was scheduled for summer 2026, the earliest. I did hear that.
Oh,
yep. I'm okay with that.
That's fine. I'm okay with waiting. That's the nice thing about books is,
yep.
One, you do have to have some degree of patience.
Some.
Being a book fan. Now, I know what people think, and like Rothfuss and George R. R. Martin, like, you can have some expectations. Maybe not a decade, but.
An interesting conversation we were having because of one of the videos we released. I don't know which one, but is it better to have a no ending to a series than a very disappointing ending? Would you rather just be left wondering or left with a sour taste in your mouth? I go back and forth.
Same here.
It's tough.
I'm trying to think to myself.
We have a live audience.
Yeah. Well, oh, what?
Can we put a poll? How do you do polls? Can you do that on here?
Maybe.
So
I don't know.
Can somebody who knows this let me know if there is a. Is there?
Maybe on YouTube?
There's got to be a poll.
I don't know how to do it.
I know there was one because remember we did
one. We're doing it through StreamYard. We're not doing it like on YouTube.
We're not. But let me know if anybody knows how to put polls on here, because I'd be very curious to see.
So yeah, a bad ending or unfinished ending?
There's
like bad or unfinished. What would you guys rather have? Because yeah, I waffle between two, both of them. I have no idea which one.
Yeah. And that's another inside scoop here. A little bit news about Song of Ice and Fire if you want to release that while I look up how to do polls.
Oh, sure, yeah. So Bookborn talked us into actually reading the Game of Thrones, finally. So A Song of Ice and Fire, we'll be reading that with her. What month are we reading that?
March.
We're reading that in March.
That will be March, but very excited for that.
So yeah, we're reading that together, and she's also going to be finishing Red Rising. So just going to reread Red Rising, and we're going to talk about him and compare notes, because, you know, one of her favorite series, one of our favorite series. It'll be fun.
It'll be very fun. And Mr.
Also, we just haven't done a collab with Bookboard
in a while. Yeah.
Has it been like a year?
But we saw her at Dragonsteel. So it's not we haven't seen her in a while. But yeah. Mr. Blast says, hey, guys, I remember hearing you guys might get into some Warhammer 40K and was wondering if I can send a book for y'all. First off, thank you. Thank you for the donation.
Yeah.
But we do have a P.O. box. It's in all of our video descriptions. It's 200 Lawyers Road, Vienna, Virginia. I forget the zip code. 22-something-20. It's on all of our video descriptions. But yeah.
I welcome books. I would really appreciate it.
The one thing we forgot today is to get the P.O. box, because we usually unveil things today, but we forgot that. But yes, would love to see what you got, Mr. Blask. I also like when you put titles in your name as a user, like you put Mr. Blask, you're forced to say it. Like you could say Lord Emperor Supreme Curtis, and that's what we have to refer to you as. I like it.
Asserting dominance. I appreciate it.
Jai says, Wind and Truth was awesome. Fake news on this channel. Please don't believe. Or getting rid of him. How do we... Oh, I can delete comments. It's gone. Oh, the power. It's like Jai never existed. Okay, so I figured out how to delete comments, but not put up polls. That's...
I will say I have a lot of fun actually going through our comments. Like, so yeah. if people don't know, YouTube has an automatic filter feature where some comments they just straight up delete if like super profanity and all this junk.
Yeah.
But then there's like the middle ground where they just hold for review. And basically I like going in there and just like accepting all of them, and I'm just reading them, and I have the best time of just like, oh, this stupid bald motherfucker. And I'm just like, sure, yeah, why not? Let's
fan
the flames. Let's do it.
I don't think we've ever deleted one comment on the YouTube channel.
No.
I think maybe only one that was literally a spam text, like to go join this.
That did happen in a mention where did delete. I just like let that one be deleted.
It was like some Fisher that was saying, go to my website to get free.
I also saw one where they were using like all the different symbol keys to basically say the N-word somehow.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna let that one stay hidden. Like that one does
don't
not
approve
need,
that comment. Yeah.
Don't need to approve that one, but everything else.
Other than that, the only other comments we've deleted is Jai's here on the live.
Yeah, so great.
Oh, so great. My page says, this is Kara, says, Austin, we have never deleted a comment before. Deletes comment.
Yep. Can no longer say that anymore.
We broke
the rule.
But here's the thing. If we ever do, we'll just announce it. We'll just say we did.
Yeah.
We'll tell you which people we censor. It's Jai.
That's who we're censoring.
Specifically. That's targeted censorship. I think that's illegal. Shit. Yeah. It's fine. Just don't bring it to court, Jai. You'll be fine.
Jai doesn't need rights.
Yes, it's too terrible at times for you. No.
No, never.
So now we just need to delete the opposition and then
see, you're forgetting a word there. Benevolent tyrant.
Yes.
That's very different.
Oh, God Emperor Udi Kumra the Feared donates $1 just so I have to say his name, God Emperor Udi Kumra the Feared. Wait, what is...
Power play.
The Feared, that's from First Law, right? The Fenris the Feared, is that where he's getting that from?
I believe so.
Okay, yes. Okay. Heck, it says justice for Jai. I gotta stop highlighting these comments. We gotta ignore those. There's too much support for Jai in here. Andrew says, I'm excited for you guys to read Wall of Storms this year. He's implying we're reading it this year. I like the implication.
I do, and I also like the amount they push makes the spite in me want to say no, but also I really like the author. I loved the first book, and so
she was great to interview too.
Great to interview. Yeah. Like, I know the book's gonna be good. Like, yes. I know that. So is there something about that of like, because I know it's going to be good, it's like not on my list of like, I'm not as curious. Like, we're books where I'm like, I don't know. And like, it's new.
You want to know.
Wall
of
Storms is like,
opinion.
Wall of Storms is like, yeah, I know. I know it's going to be.
Oh, I know
I'm going to have a good time.
I'm going to say it's a 4.5.
Yeah.
I already know beforehand. Oh, I love that book.
Yeah.
Never read it.
Haven't read it. I know it's going to be a 4.5. So why bother reading?
I like to be tested. Like, oh, I don't know. This could be a trash shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Stu asks us, Austin, what is Richard's title? And Richard, what is Austin's title? I'm never going to get a better title than Dickless of Shinovar for you.
That is true.
That one stuck. It stuck so much that when we were walking through Dragonsteel, I was going to dress up as Syl because I lost the bet, and we're walking by this one guy asking for directions. He goes, wait, are you guys two to ramble? We go, oh yeah, that was so cool. And he goes, oh my God, Dickless of Shinovar. And that's how we knew you. He didn't even know Richard because he wasn't like a big watcher. He'd watched a video or two and knew you by Dickless of Shinovar. That's my proudest moment. But what would my nickname be?
I can't say that name. That joke is off the podcast.
I'm a little
joke.
Afraid. Now we can put down that comment. That's all right. We're moving on.
Keep that one. That's
we're
not
moving
appropriate.
On now. Okay. Andrew says, by the way, it'll be a 5 out of 5 for us. So, okay. That could be the fun part. Is it a 4.5 or a 5?
That really is the only difference.
Austin, I know the word feared outside of First Law. Thanks, God Emperor Udi Kumra the Feared. Thanks for that. I was trying to relate with the folks with,
yeah, you
with First Law.
You messed up there.
I was trying
extending
an olive
branch to the peons, the people. Ugh, terrible.
I was because you know my thoughts on the last book in the First Law. I was trying to extend an olive branch.
Never do that. Yeah, okay. You must accept your authority with strength, a closed fist.
Absolute strength.
They made it. We're the two to ramble tyrants.
Yes, but then when two tyrants disagree.
Oh, I mean, it's fine. you won't disagree for long. That's the difference.
Marine says, hey guys, can I just say thanks for helping me study? LOL, I can't focus without you guys on in the background while I work and my exams start Monday. That's amazing to hear. I don't know how you're able to do that with us in the background.
We're white noise. It's like a weird, like, just people yapping in the background. Like, can you imagine someone like studying in a cafe where like there's conversations going on in the background? Maybe it's something like that.
I was gonna say, but instead of us, go to Lo-Fi Beats. That's always a go-to on YouTube. The Lo-Fi just has a real. I'm glad that that's good because it's weird because obviously Rich and I sometimes I'll watch the videos back because Nick will send them and I'll watch them just for listening. Hey, how do we improve? I'm never listening to them for background noise myself, so it's weird to think about sometimes that people get that. That's really cool. Thank you. Matt says, Red Rising in 5 days. I'm already 1/4 way through Golden Sun. Not to feed into Austin's delusions, but I get the hype. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's peak. It's so good.
Curtis, can you guys keep it down? I'm trying to work right now.
See, that's what it works for Marine, and I'm happy it does. Magnemite TV says, Austin, Richard, when are you reading some Brian Herbert? He's the hottest author in the sci-fi field right now. Wait, isn't that just Dune, the later Dune books? Am I crazy? It is the later Dune books. I thought, yeah. Oh, is he just trolling us?
I think he is
trolling us.
Not very many people like Brian Herbert stuff.
You guys are tricky because sometimes you guys outplay us at our own game. And Reddit says, no better time to read 1984. Well, you know what? We just read Blood Over Brighthaven. Udi, who's still here, put a long post on Reddit. I still have to read that post. Yeah. But the title of it was comparing 1984 and Blood Over Brighthaven. We can't give thoughts yet, though, because the patrons need
that
to get
that. That is true.
Okay.
We will talk with him.
I'll hold back.
On book club. So.
Also, does anybody know how to do polls?
You have to do it, I think, on YouTube, and we don't have access.
Are you sure? Because I did. I remember doing a poll on here of whether I should read Name of the Wind or Project Hail Mary. On here, remember, I swear I did that. Am I crazy, guys?
I don't know. It's okay. Fine. Let it go. Let it go.
Engage with. I got it. I got it. Okay. Here's the question for everybody. I did go to YouTube to get this. Okay. Yeah. Here's the poll. Would you rather have no ending or a disappointing ending? ? Okay. So no ending or disappointing ending. Start poll. I am very curious to see the results of this one here. Okay, let's see what everybody thinks. So far, 60% saying. Did the poll already end? Oh no, I can end it whenever. Disappointing endings at 64%.
People would rather an ending than just left in limbo forever.
Sizable minority, though. 40% say no ending. Okay, I'll end this poll in a couple seconds just to see if we got any last-minute ones. Here we go. It's getting closer now. It's getting real close. But what would your answer be?
It's hard without hindsight because sometimes with Hyperion is an example of I didn't dislike book two. Like, I liked it generally. But I almost would rather the ambiguous ending of book one. I liked just having book one as it is.
But two wasn't disappointing. It's just not as
good. But then you pick up something like the Lightbringer series, where the ending just kind of really sucked for me. So
and puts that.
But it makes it hard for me to recommend it. But I'm glad it ended. Like I'm happy that like it was enjoyable. I have good and then closed. Closure. I can put it away out of my brain versus something that's just unfinished. It's now constantly in my brain and it's the book can't close. The chapter's not ended. And that bothers me. So
what are you saying? Something similar where but he's saying it depends how disappointing. Would you say the same there? Like if it really just crushes your whole dreams, because he's using Game of Thrones as an example. That's the example I'd use of I would rather have had the TV show just not have season 8.
Yeah.
Then have season 8 when it's that bad.
Yes. And it kind of applies to the same stuff of for adaptations wise, because I do think there's only so many poor adaptations that can actually ruin a franchise of it. When people say, hey, look, sure, the TV show is bad, but you still have the books. Yes. But that enough bad TV shows and bad representation of that franchise.
Right.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Can kill the franchise in a culture where people won't pick up the books. People won't go to it when they identify with the show rather than the novels. And, like, it hurt me inside of people, oh, okay. like Wheel of Time and going, oh, yeah, that show, it was okay. I'm like, read the books, please.
So you would have rather had no show than a disappointing show.
Yeah.
So basically. Not even an ending, just like, hey, I would rather just have the material itself than something that detracts, which some people.
And compared to Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. like Lord of the Rings is such an amazing franchise, but how many stinkers can come out before it ends up like Star Wars? Mm. The show has a bunch of like weird games that just don't land well. The TV shows, different adaptations, like how many movies can go by with just poor quality to the point where even though it has the godly trilogy,
how long do those masterpieces last for the century? Like if we have another,
you water down enough bad adaptations and you water down the brand to the point of like it won't be revered or even tried in the next the next generation.
Well, the results of the poll looks like we are at it was 52% said disappointing ending, 47% said no ending. It's close.
Yeah.
139 people voted. So that's a pretty good sample size. All right. It's very close for everybody. I guess it is a big asterisk. It depends.
Yeah. Because, I mean, of course, if something just really is awful, yeah, I'd just rather not read it.
Yeah.
But, for example, I didn't like the ending with Wind and Truth, though I guess it's more midpoint than ending. But it still doesn't, like, I'm glad it. I have an ending. I would have, for that case in particular, I'm glad there was an ending, not just, oh, he stopped. So I'm, in that case, yes. I'm glad I got the ending.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll have to do it on a case-by-case basis. That's lame.
Yeah.
I like to just have a rule for everything, but I guess not. I guess that's how books work. So to go through our couple other things we want to get through into live, any channel updates that we can give people here live? Anything that happened, or I guess we give the channel update if you guys are just tuning in. We are interviewing Christopher Rocchio next week.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. And hey, if anybody's in the Patreon, remember to send any questions because we're starting to do that now with Patreon members. We can't ask every question, of course, but
we're trying to
incorporate that more. And anybody that you want to, Matt Dinneman.
Oh. Yeah, I would love to interview Matt Dinneman, especially with his book coming. Well, his book has already come out,
yes.
But the audiobook coming out, I think it'd be really great to talk to him about it.
Yes. How about since we're live as well, anybody have something they want to see on the channel soon, whether it's a video topic? We know there's lots of books to read, but more so video topic, people to interview, things you want to see, series that
something
you've liked.
That maybe we've done before that we're just not doing as much anymore. That would be valuable info, because we're always trying to improve and do actually good things.
Yes.
I don't know.
Andrew wants to see more feet. Levy wants to be interviewed, and Kara wants us to interview Levy, and everybody does. More Malazan videos, Fona says.
Well, I have read the book too, so this guy would need to catch up.
Yes,
you would actually like book two.
I would.
Yeah. Okay. No, it actually is something you would enjoy, so you would rate decently high.
Julie asks, have you thought about doing reading vlogs? Yes, we have.
We have considered it.
We have thought about it.
It's a little bit more difficult with two people. That's the only thing. We'd have to consider a structure of it. Either we record on our own, on our phones, and kind of just stitch a video together. But
the biggest detractor for me, it's a great idea, having the vlog where we could, for example, if we were reading, I won't use Stormlight because that was recent, but let's say we were reading Demon in White, and after a section, after a chapter, gave thoughts and did that, blah, blah, blah. the little detractor, we're already so scientific with our reading list now. If we have a specific TBR, we have things we're reading together, that it's good to have a little bit of freedom and like, okay, we don't have to record for content right after reading a section and then vlogging that. I think would add a layer of like, make it a little bit less enjoyable for me.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I just want to read the books, have fun with it.
I don't like it
as much as possible.
I don't even like it when I have to stop and do notes. It's a reason why I don't note take when I read books is, to me, it just slows it down and it makes it not as enjoyable. So that's generally
That's more so why we would want to say, well, just so it doesn't damper the enjoyment. But yes, Maj wants to see a lot more top 10 lists. We've been doing good staying away from those.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do we did our top 10 list on a live last time?
Yeah, we did that on the live instead. Yeah. Like our top 10 of 2024.
Yes.
Though something would be interesting is especially books that have really shocking moments. Maybe we could intersperse, like we now have an editor for mm-hmm. things. If we say Kingdoms of Death, we record like, we don't make it actually a requirement,
but there's a moment
every single part, just when we feel it, like something a chapter happens and we're like, holy shit,
we just want, then we're compelled to talk about it,
compelled to talk, like,
yeah,
our reaction, and then maybe editor Nick can insert it into the right place during the main review.
Yeah.
But we don't actually mandate like, every five chapters we do it. It's just, chapter 16. Oh my God, this just happened. Holy shit. What's going to happen?
If we're feeling it.
Yeah.
I like that more.
Try that
because
out?
There was a moment in one of the prior books, but I'm not going to say anything for the sake of spoilers, that I would have done that.
Oh yeah, same here.
And I would have gone, exactly that noise too. So
yeah, that exact noise.
So Brandon says tier ranking your favorite book. Summer says, or ranking the book club books we've all done.
Oh,
Summer, I like the way you think, and also like subliminally advertising.
Oh yeah,
like the more we can do that, the absolute better. Taylor, thank you so much. $20 is way too much. It says, hey, I just recently discovered your channel. Love the content. I was wondering if either of you have read or heard of Blindsight by Peter Watts.
This book has been requested repeatedly to the point where I agreed to read it with Cooper, one of our Discord admins.
Yep.
And I failed him. I didn't
read it. You said you'd read it and didn't do the read?
And then I didn't do the read.
Wow.
And he read it.
To be fair, hang out with him and I don't ever.
That is true.
I avoid it all the time.
When's the last time you've actually hung out with
him? When I was forced to, when we were flying back from Dragonsteel. No, I think then you guys were here watching a movie and I was here. And I saw him for, unfortunately, a few minutes.
Yeah.
Then he left.
Terrible. The funny thing is, like, it's a joke. And the thing is, you keep going with it. Then he's like, is it still a joke? I don't know.
That's where the tension comes. Don't know.
That is, yeah. But no, I really want to read it because, it's Coop made me want to read it. And he really liked it. So.
And Taylor, thanks again. Thank you, everybody who's
been
donating at all. Like this is very cool. And Taylor, if you donated $21, he would have read it. But unfortunately, what did Coop say? I'm going to start banning one picture per day. Actually, that'll get us to read it.
That's a quick way to do it.
That's a very easy way of doing it. Patron member tier list, says Stu.
Ooh,
I kind of like
so
that.
Good. The amount of times they get to get away, they pay $10 a month to roast us basically every moment of the month. Why don't we get some time to just roast them? Like our top 10 patron members.
So it would be, that would be a patron exclusive. It would be funnier if we put it on the main channel. Nobody gets the context.
Oh, that would be funny.
And then people just get in on
this.
This
is our favorite person. Who? You don't need to know that. This is their roast time.
Heka says yes. Andrew says he'd be S tier. Oh, he doesn't even know. You don't even know, Andrew. That's great. Oh, Kara says there's nothing to roast. Oh no, there's plenty
there's
of subject
plenty.
Matter.
There's plenty.
There's plenty to go off of. But so anything else that people want us to do or focus on, video ideas you like, I personally can't think of another way of doing this, but I liked our mini series of two videos where we trashed books we loved and we hated on books. Trashed books we loved and then praised books we hated.
That was a ton of fun. I enjoyed doing those videos.
There's more books we could do for that. We could just do
yeah.
a continuation of here's more books we love and
it's a lot easier for me to roast things I like because I read more books that I like in general. Like,
yes,
generally on our TBR are pretty good books. I don't often read bad books. Mm-hmm. So like praising books I love is
how fun would that be with Wind and Truth? Of praising Wind and Truth.
Thing is, I could do it.
But it would be fun.
But it would be fun.
It would be fun to go like only seeing the good.
That is another book to add to the list. I could try and praise that book.
Yes. Coop, top 10 Discord admins, you'd be number 4, Coop. So
the joke is there's only 3.
Yes.
For context.
Yes. So for that, I don't know if we have another way of doing that or twisting that idea to make it more fun, but let us know if anybody has stuff. We'll keep checking out the chat for any requests from people. But next thing, so we have what's to come on the channel. We did that. Writing update for me. Last week was a slower week for writing, but next week we'll make up for it. That's what the next week's for. Okay. I'm on chapter 13.
Out of how many predicted chapters?
50.
Okay.
Shorter chapter. They're not chunkums, but.
Okay.
Okay. We're estimated like 150,000 to 160,000 word count, and I'm at 38,000 or so. And I have to reduce some of those because there's a long chapter in there that could split into two. So I feel like I'm technically a chapter ahead because one of the chapters is like 6,500 words. That's a bit long. So for my pace. So we'll see.
Fair enough.
Q says your neck's looking kind of chilly. No, Q. No, we're staying strong, Q. Levy says, have you changed your main character name? No, it will always stay. It's a great name. Is that because of the Farseer? Is that why people?
Yes,
it is. Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. But it's been that name for years. I just can't change it.
If you want to know, the main character's name is Fitz.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And
there is another channel update thing.
What's that?
I know people have commented before on, because we don't announce what books we're reading when a review comes up, they're like,
yes.
Oh, well, I wish I knew you guys were reading this because then I would read it and then I could actually watch the full video. So now we're at the beginning of every month after we decide our book club book, we're going to be posting on our Instagram, on this channel, basically everywhere that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And basically a image of our TBR for the month, what we're both reading, what we're individually reading. And if we fit an additional book in there that's not on our TBR, okay. But those are the ones we're kind of committing to. So that way, if you want to, you'll know what books are probably going to be coming up on our channel. As
well. We will post that definitely on Instagram. Follow us there if you want updates, but also community posts on YouTube.
I believe we'll be posting our February TBR on like Monday afternoon, basically.
And we'll do that on all socials that we have. So if you want to see that stuff, YouTube doesn't do a great job at showing community posts, I've noticed. So I try. Instagram is more reliable, I think, with showing you stuff. But wherever you guys want to get your stuff from us. But we'll post that around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that'll be obviously for TBR. But we're not going to post our recap. We'll be posting TBR end of month. We'll recap it here. Yeah. I think is how we're doing it. Yeah. Kingdoms of Death When says Dump Trump. We are doing it soon. We're recording Demon White Monday.
Yes.
So we don't want to read ahead until we finish it, and then we'll get to that. Yes. But that was a good channel update. Do we have any other updates for channel stuff?
Nah, we do have an update for the patron members, a Discord little Discord change, which I hope will make the experience a lot better.
It will be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
It was a great idea. Yes. Yeah. And if we were asked up here, I'm going to try to pull up the comment. I saw it flash by. Noel says, would you guys ever consider a free Discord?
I mean, we've considered it. Something that we've learned is, yes, you could have a free Discord, but then you just have, there's so much more work in moderating because it's just a flood of people. There's trolls and all, where the nice thing about paying for it is generally the people there actually care. And we barely have to do any type of moderation.
We have great admins,
We have great admins, but even before the admins were there, it was not nearly as hard as it could be. And it makes it more of a actual community than just
everyone who's there. So, like, what that's for is people who really want to be part of the community. Like,
everybody that watches, no need to pay a dime. Like, if this is your thing,
comment down below. Like, that's all free. It's
like,
great.
All that's totally fine. That's for people who, like, it's, you're going to choose the book club, chat with us, and, like, the exclusivity of it makes it good. Because otherwise, then it's chaos. You don't know the community that well. So it's way better with that.
It's already becoming difficult to connect with people when it gets bigger. So that's...
Well, so for example, on our channel here, there's no way we could connect with coming on 40,000 people here. Or even like regular viewers, we could say 10,000 or whatever, whoever regularly views the channel. There's no way we could know every name and face. And we could... The people that comment a lot, sure. But if you open that on Discord, there's just no... We'll forget people in the mud. I have like Coop's barely at the top of my head.
Yeah.
So, and he's lucky to be there. He only takes that mental space because of my anger. So that's it. Curtis says, free BookTube Discords have nowhere near the level of community of Pseudonym. Thank you, Curtis. Yes. That's the thing too. That was Dragonsteel coming off that high as well of seeing what the community actually led to. Like,
oh yeah.
Best thing ever. Annie Reads is late. How dare you, Annie? That's horrible. Horrible. Also, here's a little channel update for everybody. I don't think I talked about this with you at all. Actually, I did. Oh. I talked about this with you like 6 months ago. I don't know if you remember at all.
Probably not.
But for our 50,000 subscribers, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting really ahead of myself. This isn't going to be for a while. This is going to be some months from now. But for our 50,000 subscriber special, we always do a Q&A at 10,000, 25. This time, you agreed with me when I said this before. I'll just remind you. Sure. We're doing the roast of Tudor Ramble.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're going to ask BookTubers. We're going to ask the community to submit things and roast us into oblivion as a big F you. Because when we get to 50K, we're going to have a little ego. And we need all of you to humble us. So we're preparing for that. So you have plenty of time now to think and just stew on that idea of roasting us. Not that all of their comments don't already, but it would be,
I mean,
that
tenfold. The patron members have been getting in their practice.
They're really good at it.
Yeah.
Alex, thank you for donating.
Some would say experts.
Yes. Says, hey, have you guys ever thought of reviewing the Dark Tower series in the future? Alex, we talked about this before you probably joined the live. We were saying we want to read a Stephen King book, but we don't want to get into another big series until we finish the ones we're currently on. We have a lot of series to finish and get through, and
I want to go through Malazan more so than starting Stephen King series is my kind of thought. I kind of want to finish that, and the rest of the series that I've basically started and abandoned, we're probably going to have to read all of Game of Thrones after March.
When we start the first one, we have to.
Yeah, we probably are.
I'm so looking forward to that, though. I'm like, Bookborn loves that series. So
read those, though. I don't want to stretch them out. So I kind of want to do them one after the other, just like get them all out of the way.
It would help me, too, because I know a lot of the spoilers. So it would help to read through those quickly.
Hollow Domain.
Scott, thank you. Thank you again, Scott. By accepting this donation, I'm not reading that out loud, Scott. No. Scott's a lawyer. No, wait, let me read that in my head. Actually, I will read this because I want to commit to this. By accepting this donation, Tudor Ramble agrees to never cross-dress on another video. Thanks. Yes, agreed, Scott. I threw away my costume.
Oh, you did?
I did, because at that point, it was so worn. I'm like, when am I going to use this again?
Yeah.
Maybe Halloween or something. But I figured I did the bit twice now. Like, the bit's over.
It's kind of done.
It's kind of done with. So, Scott, I guess we can somewhat commit to that. I don't know, unless we get stupid again and say something. But thanks, Scott. I think with our we can commit to that, right?
What?
We need to come up with more creative bets.
Oh, yeah. No cross-dressing bets. I'm fine with that.
You were a great Shallan.
I did my best.
You did amazing. I guess that's what I pay for. Bra says, been watching for a couple years. Cheers for everything from the UK. Thank you, Bra. Thanks a ton.
Thanks.
Is Kadaria? Is this Kadaria here? Someone added him. Oh, hey, Kadaria. I didn't see you here. What's going on? And Stu says, for 50K, you should dress as hobbits.
That exclusive feat. Yeah, the exclusive feat stream.
Oh, my God. 50K subscribers just a shot.
We do need the 2 defeat OnlyFans model.
How funny would that be for our 50K? It's just releasing that channel.
Yeah.
See how big it can get?
Quite literally, we just buy a camera that goes on the bottom of our tripod. The same video.
Just piss Scott off more. At the feet level. Scott, you thought cross-dressing was it? No, we can get worse. that guy, probably, thank you for donating it a bunch. It says Sun Eater versus Red Rising. You can only pick one series.
Sun Eater.
I will hold judgment till I finish both series. Well, at least I'm only three books into Sun Eater. So it's not fair because right now Red Rising has 3 5-star books. I've only read 3 Sun Eater books. And the first one, I'll say, The Emperor of Silence, I didn't like. So I'll wait. But I will say of the Sun Eater peak and Red Rising peak, they're both, it's already difficult. It's going to be difficult. We'll see. but it's easy Sun Eater for you?
Okay, it's not easy, but I think so. Like, I would lean that way.
It gives you everything you want. It gives you the extra thing that you like that Red Rising didn't provide.
Exactly. And it's nothing wrong with Red Rising. It just is a slightly different genre than what I prefer. Like, it, Sun Eater scratches the preference that I want. So
that's fair. Well, I'll see as continue. And also, that's a great name, Tutatozies, Frank Gidgel says. Iskandaria says, Sun Eater gets more peacocks. I can't wait. I cannot wait for this. Coulter says, oh, here's a video idea. For a potential video, would you consider having fans or defenders of books you have criticized or rated low confronting you on your takes? That sounds awesome.
That actually does sound fun. We kind of did that with Malazan, though. We did. We had Salty come on as, because we both didn't like book one, and we knew he loved it.
Yes.
And so we had him on to kind of defend the book while we were reviewing it.
Yes.
But that could be a fun idea of just one of our past reviews and say, like, hey, on this date, we're going to be recording.
Maybe, like, submit a reaction, like, submit or have them on, because it might be tough to have a bunch of people on doing that. So is it more so saying, hey, what opinion do they disagree on? Try to change our minds.
Yeah, we may be able to do something with StreamYard, I think.
Okay.
Of, like, pulling allow people in, pull them in, then once they're done, like, just kind of cycle through it. And then we keep the best ones or something.
There's an idea behind there, Coulter.
There's
thank
an
you.
Idea somewhere in there.
If we can figure out the logistics, we'll write that down. Okay. For potential, let's remember that after the live. Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet. I like that idea a lot. Adam says, update on top 10 books of all time or a video where you can go back and edit any rankings you may have mistaken. Like,
that would be interesting. I've been very bad at, like, so actually putting my rankings into my spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. They're just all in my notebook that I'm writing down. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to fully update that. But I would be kind of down for that.
What are our favorite books now that we've looked back? It's actually going to get tough now. It would have been a lot easier.
We have quite a few more 5-star books.
Yes.
Like fives across the board.
How many 5-stars do you give out a year, would you say? If you were to read 52 books a year, how many would you give? Maybe I should ask this.
We get really good recommendations. I don't think this is indicative of, like, books on the whole, but it is books of the books that we get recommended, which are really good.
Yeah.
Out of 52, I would guess 15. It's my guess.
Let me ask this then. Of 100 books, what percent would be 5-stars, do you think? In general, would it be like 20%? One out of every 5 books you're giving that? I don't think that's the case for you, Rich.
Probably not.
I think you're
am I a bit more critical?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think you're at those numbers, but I was asking on the Discord the other day what people thought, and it varied a lot. Some people give every other book a 5-star.
Yeah.
Some people,
I guess maybe I am a bit more critical sometimes, but I guess just recently I've read so many good books that it's stick in my head.
I want to see that poll as well. Now that I know how to do polls, like every other question poll for 5-star books, I'm just going to do if people give more than 20% or less than 20% what happened there?
5% of mine were 5-star books. That is low. Here we go. Yep.
I just started
God
a poll.
Darn it. Scrolling.
So I started a poll where basically if more than 20% of books you rate, so one out of every 5 is a 5-star or less. I just want to see. I just started that. Sorry to cut you off on there. Go ahead.
But what sci-fi book would you say is very underrated? Do you have like a highly underrated sci-fi book, you think?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Underrated sci-fi book? Underrated? Actually, yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
So
I think two come to mind.
Sure.
Two definitely come to mind.
We probably have one of the same one. So two to me, Annihilation and How to Lose the Time
War. Those are my two.
Yeah. Thing is, okay, we know How to Lose the Time War is fairly popular online, but at least in our Discord, it was highly contested. So,
no, even online, it's...
Really?
Well, Goodreads score for both of those books is under four. Mm. So I would say that's the rating of the general populace does not like those books as much.
Okay, fair enough.
I understand why, but I would say they're underrated.
Fair enough. I guess it's not underrated because I think generally everyone likes it, or most sane people really like it.
Which one?
Neuromancer. Because you hated it.
I do not like it. No, I do not want it. Get out.
I think I think you underrated it.
No, I properly rated that. I mean, I respect it because it's a... I respect it more than I like it. Yeah. I respect the book, but no, not for me. Okay, again, wow, we're asking some good polls here because we're close to 50-50 again.
Here's a good comment here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I really wish YouTubers / BookTubers were more diverse. Everyone's reading Lonesome Dove. Everyone's reading Annihilation. It's always the same books on every channel.
Eh. We'll try to throw in some different ones.
We'll try. Though I will say Lonesome Dove is just, you know, that was something was recommended to us last year. I wanted to read it for so while, and hey, I'm glad I did. It was great. So, yeah, I mean, we can definitely try, but generally, when in the space that we're at, we get recommendations from people that
are really good and popular. Yeah. Also, to end that poll, we got to get headed out shortly. Let's stop this. Looks like the majority of people answered us. We had 104 votes. Less than 57% of people say less than one out of every five books they give a 5-star. So more people are critical on here. We've garnered the right audience. Yes. Good. But we have to head out to go. We're going to do Blood Over Brighthaven Book Club with the patrons. So we always end with something special. I'll show first.
Mm.
My socks today are they're a little bit holy and they are gray today. What do you got?
I got my Sanderson socks.
Oh, you are a fan. Yes.
I still like Sanderson.
I do too. Yeah. But
I still like the guy and I like many of his books.
Fantastic guy.
I just need a break.
All right, everybody. Maybe get one last question in there before we have to pop off. We have like a minute or two.
I'm surprised people like I have not seen a comment noticing a difference in the set.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Nobody, what's difference?
Yeah, there's no difference.
Judgmental says, thanks, my fetish. Appreciate it. That's what we're looking for.
Good.
I feel like those socks used to be black. Yeah, they've gotten some grime. Okay, here's the last question. Noel says, how would you guys feel about a Brandon Sanderson interview now that some of his books have missed for you guys? Is some of the original excitement gone? I said this on...
I'm looking more forward to it.
We talked about this on our latest video, reviewing Stormlight. I more want him on now because before I was just a yes man saying like, I love all your stuff, Sanderson. Now I genuinely want to pick his brain. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can have, rather than an interview, I could have a conversation.
Yeah. It would be actually really fun to have more of a philosophical discussion on it.
Yes.
Especially all the stuff with utilitarianism and how does he actually see it? Because I do think in Wind and Truth, he sidesteps the moral philosophy in somewhat of a clever plot way, but you would like to see him dive deeper into that concept.
For the record, a bunch of people, Summer, Kaz, Titans, they're all saying they did see it and did say it in chat, but we just didn't see that they noticed them.
No. They saw something different, but they didn't see the other thing.
The other thing?
Well, no, like I moved... Wheel of Time, yeah.
No. They saw the other thing.
Oh, okay.
They noticed. They did. They noticed. Did notice. Yes.
Okay. I just missed it. Fair enough.
Nick says he immediately knew. It's up, Nick. Nick, is that your first time you commented? I would have saw you earlier. It's up, Nick. And so, hey, what's up, Marty Jaden? And with that note, we do have to rush out of here to get to this. So, everybody, thank you for tuning into the live video coming out Monday. What is it? It's Mushroom Blues.
This is a fun one where we actually had the author with us while we reviewed his book.
Yes.
And it gets a little awkward sometimes. So it really tested our ability to be honest in
honest critics.
Stressful situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. All right. We will see you all next video, next live. See y'all soon.
Bye-bye, everyone. Let's see if the ending actually plays or do It'll we... do it. Yeah, let's hope.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.